A new report from Symantec finds that 1.1 billion accounts were breached last year. That's double the number for the previous year. So what do you do if it happens to you, if you get hacked? Suku Nair is a professor of computer science and engineering at Southern Methodist University. Professor, thanks for joining us.
You are welcome, and thank you for this opportunity to talk to you.
Well, and let me start by asking whether most people who have been hacked know that they've been hacked. Is it obvious?
No, it is not. You know, it depends on, you know, what kind of hack you are going through, especially if your computer is hacked and you did not see any changes in your email or your experiences. You know, sometimes, you know, people don't realize it, but there could be a virus or a malware in the system, you know, which could be stealing a lot of confidential information from your system, including your passwords. You know, when you type in on the keyboard, they could be reading every character that you are typing in. Hmm. But, for example, if it's a hack on the email, you know, you may notice it.
And what are the signs that you could look for if that is happening to you and you don't notice it? Are there things that would be red flags?
Oh, absolutely. Most of the time, you know, people realize about a hack on the email by getting some information from their friends saying that, hey, I got this funny email from you. Quite likely your email is hacked. Or sometimes, you know, you may not be able to get into your email. You know, you may think you are typing in the right password. First couple of times, you may think you mistyped it, but you try again and then you cannot get in. That means somebody else hacked into your system and changed your password. Or sometimes you get into the email, then you may not see all your contacts. Or sometimes you will see some funny changes in your file structure and those kind of things. You know, so there are things, you know, noticeable when there is an email hack.
And is the responsibility for the hack in part on you? Is the user doing something that they shouldn't be doing or not being careful enough about how they're using their system?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it responsibility, but unfortunately, most of the time the hacks happen because of carelessness from the user.
Carelessness like what? What would the user be doing?
First of all, you know, they should be using good passwords. And then even if they use good passwords, they should be changing the password on a regular basis. And they should not share the password with other people. You know, they should not paste the good password on your screen. These are all a few things that, you know, you can definitely do.
What about using public Wi-Fi? Is that a risk?
It is a risk. You know, you have to be very careful. Quite often when you go to this public Wi-Fi, you may not even know whether you are connecting to a legit base station. You know, there are people who will come there and set up their own base stations and give even a stronger signal to your device so that you may think that is the right one and you will connect it. And then when you connect there, you may be logging into your email or you may be logging into your bank. All those places, you know, quite often they can steal your credentials.
Hmm. Now, if it is your email that's hacked, and a lot of people in this country, as you know, use email from tech companies like Google or Yahoo or Microsoft, often those accounts are free. One of the things I was surprised by is that if there's a problem, let's say you get locked out of your account, you have really no power as a consumer of one of these free services. There is no 1-800 number for Gmail, for example.
That's very true, and that is the premise that we are going to tread, you know, when we have this free services. You know, there used to be a time, you know, when you pay big money for your phone connection or email service, if there is any kind of service downtime, you can immediately contact them and alert them, and they will send a truck and fix it. But now things are kind of centralized and free. And because of that, the service is also kind of coming down. But having said that, they always give information out in terms of, you know, how to keep it safe. And nowadays, if you are hacked into, quite likely there are many people who are experiencing similar thing. And you can always go to another computer or another place and then search for, okay, this happened to me. What do I do? So much information out there. So that's how, you know, we are counterbalancing that issue of lack of customer service.
Hmm. So what is the one thing that you would say people should do to protect themselves from this kind of thing?
Well, like I said, you know, definitely use strong passwords and keep changing them. And if you detect any kind of compromise on your email, you have to change the password immediately. But then again, there is a caveat. If you find the email is compromised, you should try to change the password from a different computer. don't do it from the same computer because you don't know exactly how your email has been compromised. If there is a virus in your system, then if you're changing the password on your computer, then they can get that new password also. So you should go to a different computer and try to change it. And then you should change the password for all other online accounts you have.
I have to push back on you, though, a little bit, because you know how annoying that is.
It is annoying. Yeah, it is annoying. And that's exactly what the attackers, they're counting on. You know, even when information is out there, okay, this is happening, you have to change it. People just don't change it. And it is so surprising to me that even when the danger is there, you know, insecurity, it's almost like healthcare. You know, even when we know that certain practices are going to make you more vulnerable, you always think it will happen only to your neighbor, not to you.
And when it does happen to you, it is really much worse, I think, than you even expect.
That is the thing. That's the thing, you know. But, you know, it's a human behavior. And because of that, we will always have security issues. You know, I tell my students, cybersecurity is almost like getting into neurosurgery. You will never get the satisfaction of completely curing somebody. At the same time, you have a lot of job security. It is going to be there all the time.
That's Suku Nair, Southern Methodist University professor of computer science and engineering. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much.